214-520. Help. The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
The Good Feet Store, Milestone Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, Electrical, and more.
Well, sounded like you had a little.
I'll be fine.
Do you need another Dr. Pepper or do you need some water?
I got Dr. Pepper. Hardline
Helpline. Need a jolt?
Does he have a backup Dr. Pepper bag, DJ?
He almost always does have a backup Dr. Pepper. Seriously.
Just in case.
Yeah. A break glass in case of emergency.
Maybe some strawberry quick.
Okay, so we last week Dave ran into the bloody pants men. What were they called?
What were they called?
They all were wearing all white.
All right,
they
brother?
Were total freak show cult people, and they were walking around the Golden Gate Bridge area with white pants, white shirt, and a big blood stain on their pants, and they were basic anti circumcision people.
I want my foreskin back.
And they're at first the guy Dave talked to him, and the guy was like, you know, you just can't do this to infants, and it's just you're harming the infants' bodies. And then we find out that it's all about these horn dog old dudes that are upset that they weren't allotted the most perfect sexual gratification.
Yeah, because the
parents,
foreskin has lots of nerve endings.
Apparently, and whatever. I mean, it's such a grift for horn dogs. And they're creepy as hell, and they call each other brother. And
it's very culty.
Dude, it's weird.
Yeah, and they were there all week. Somebody sent me pictures of them. There's a giant statue of a naked woman downtown, and they were all protesting around this statue.
Ugh.
And then they were out at the game at Santa Clara.
Like
they were grass at the game.
If you look at their rap sheet, I would imagine it's quite long.
I think Bloodstained Men. I think that's what they're called.
Okay.
Yeah.
More power to them.
Yeah.
Well,
so
anyway.
I got a response because we had a very robust conversation about these guys during the rant revival with Gordon, and we were talking about that you either know one way or the other. That you don't necessarily know what you're missing.
It's tough to switch directions midstream, if you will.
Well, I got an email from an anonymous P1. He did not want to give his name.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, he used a email forwarding service to keep himself extra anonymous.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave.
I heard the cut uncut talk and had to write in because I'm one of the few that has experienced both. Bob, you said 99% of males only know one way.
Yes.
I'm here for the 0.1%.
Okay. I don't think that equals 100, but okay.
Well, you said 99.9.
Okay, yeah, I think I did.
Yeah, all I'm right. Sorry. And he said, my dad was European, so he naturally said no to the imposition. I didn't have any issues with being uncircumcised until I was in high school and I was getting intimate with a lady. My
erection
was trying to push through the foreskin, but was unable to because the opening was too small.
What?
What?
Growing up, I didn't know that you're supposed to pull it back and clean it every day.
Ugh.
Because of the problem.
Raised by wolves?
I decided, yeah, what happened to the European daddy? Because of the problem, I decided to get the procedure done junior year of high school. It was, yes, very uncomfortable. You gotta sit on ice. You can't
jerk it.
You may wrap the bandages too tight, and it just sucks. But it only sucked for a week or two. Everything has been great since. I would highly recommend. All the best, and queef. Anonymous.
Okay.
So he had an actual physiological reason for getting it done as a high schooler.
Yeah.
Imagine the shock of, oh my gosh, it hurts, it doesn't work.
Yeah, just all weird.
I have heard the hygienic reasons.
Yes, that's what I always heard.
That feels like the most compelling is there are hygienic duties that may not be quite the same. And where I have heard it really gets to be a problem is late in life.
Oh, yeah.
As you're perhaps
you're aging and
you're elderly. And
as you're not maintaining.
No one's going down there.
Proper hygiene. And maybe you pass the 80s to mid-80s threshold and so forth.
You forget. You forget everything.
It's a. It's definitely a place of great concern to some. And that you're probably now pot committed to not fixing it. But I would just say in terms of
your
health
poor,
and wellness.
Your poor nurse and that sponge bath. That's
at a certain age, enough things go wrong with your body that you don't need to be adding to the list. I don't know that that's a compelling reason necessarily. But that's,
to rob yourself of immense pleasure your entire life just so
we all make
you
trades.
Don't have a dirty peen when you're 80.
I just, I don't know if that's a super convincing case he made, but hey, different strokes for different folks.
Well, he's just raising his hand as one who has seen both sides of the argument.
Yes. Well, I think that is the Bob side of it is that's a massive selling point. Again, if you've ever dealt with old parents before and the things that you do have to do for them and, changing catheters and bags and all that stuff, dude, it's already horrific enough. I think that that's a good selling point of you need to get it done before then.
It is, but who's doing that calculus when they're 0 days old?
I know.
And as he verifies, the post-adolescence adulthood procedure sounds like roughly the worst thing possible.
Totally.
Other than full amputation.
Right.
That sounds
worse. You're a Game of Thrones character.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for the helpline. That's a true helpline, helping helpline.
It is. Thank you.